From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. Warner Brothers' new smash film, Man of Steel, is creating buzz at church. It's the story of Superman's interplanetary origins. A being with supernatural powers is sent to Earth to save humanity from evil. He becomes a force for truth and justice. The movie is chock full of messianic imagery, and the Warner Brothers publicity machine is pitching directly to a Christian audience. As NPR's John Burnett reports, if Jesus saves, Hollywood has learned that Jesus also sells.
Here's Superman floating in water in a crucifixion pose. Here's Superman consulting a priest with a stained glass image of Jesus over his shoulder. Here's Superman, at age 33 no less, trying to save mankind.
You're the answer, son. You're the answer to "Are We Alone in the Universe?"
And here's Superman as a boy speaking with his earthly father, played by Kevin Costner.
I have to believe that you were sent here for a reason.
Warner Brothers has used a clever marketing strategy to sell movie tickets to Christian audiences. This includes a special Christian-themed trailer, holding screenings for clergy, and creating a website complete with sermons to help pastors teach positive messages from the film if they find themselves with writer's block on Saturday evening.
I never recommend a movie. If I mention it in a sermon, it's not because I'm suggesting that you go and see it.
Pastor Nick Young took the bait. He leads Carrollton Church of Christ in suburban Dallas. Young went to see Man of Steel, came back, read the online resources, then wrote his own sermon, which is posted on the church website.
It's just a movie. It's a movie about a myth. Superman. It's a movie about a guy who was a comic strip character. But I'm not here today to talk about a myth. Are you with me, church? I'm here today to talk to you about Jesus, the only superhero.
Superman was, by the way, created by two Jews, writer Jerry Siegel and artist Joe Shuster, in Cleveland in 1933. The role model was reportedly Samson. Religion writers have had a field day with Man of Steel since it came out and made more than $125 million in its opening run. Warner Brothers hired Grace Hill Media, a prominent Hollywood Christian marketing firm, which in turn contracted with Craig Detweiler, a film scholar and theologian at Pepperdine University. He wrote the sermon notes.
Over the last decade, Hollywood has really discovered the size of the underserved religious market, from films like The Blind Side and The Book of Eli, and now with Man of Steel, they're discovering that audiences are hungry for movies laden with faith and entertainment.
Think of the History Channel's recent wildly successful 10-hour series on the Bible. I bought a ticket for seminarian Hunter Ruffin, who's studying at the Episcopal Theological Seminary of the Southwest in Austin, to go see Man of Steel, and answered this question: is it okay to compare Superman to Jesus?
The big problem I have in drawing that parallel theologically is that Superman comes from another planet, another world. He's alien, whereas Christ he's fully God, yet fully human. I'm not quite on the Man of Steel as Jesus bandwagon.
One final theological observation. How far can you go with this Christian allegory, really, when Superman begins his long-term mission on Earth as a journalist? John Burnett, NPR News.